For the first time, the weird and the foolish and the coarse are becoming our cultural norm, even our cultural ideal. Carl Bernstein. Welcome to day 18 of our 21-day Daniel fast. Today we are discussing germ warfare, cleansing our lives of cultural toxins. Let's begin. Bombs away. The Lord has used men throughout history to warn of the ungodly entertainments of their day. Theophilus in AD 168 cautioned, "We are forbidden even to witness shows of gladiators, so that we do not become partakers and abettors of murderers. Nor may we see the other spectacles, lest our eyes and ears be defiled, participating in the utterances they sing there." Clement of Alexandria counseled, "Let spectacles, therefore, and plays that are full of vulgar language and of abundant gossip be forbidden. For what base action is it that is not exhibited in the theaters? And what shameless saying is it that is not brought forward by the buffoons? And those who enjoy the evil that is in them stamp the clear images of it at home." Ungodly entertainment is not something new in our culture. How can we expect ungodly, unsaved, unregenerate people to produce entertainment that glorifies God? To be fair, not all entertainment is bad. Movies, media, and culture are not bad in themselves. There are some beautiful expressions of virtues like love, courage, compassion, and bravery in movies produced by non-believers. Because all are created in God's image, we have a measure of godly virtue when we are born, and therefore, we intrinsically possess some of God's character simply being human. But to think all people in our culture possess the same standards, priorities, and responsibilities would be foolish on our part. So as Pastor Grishel says, if pleasing God is not the focus of the one producing the media, how can we expect them to have the goal of glorifying God in their movie, TV show, magazine article, social media post, or book? Pastor Grishel shares how a friend excitedly shared with him about how he really enjoyed watching the movie Hangover and suggested that Grishel watch it. Next, Grishel asked a couple staff members about it, and they echoed his friend's comments about it, how great it was. One final step Grishel took was to visit www.screenit.com and find out if it was a family-friendly movie for him to go to. He was shocked to discover this comedy has more than its fair share of non-family-friendly scenes, intense language, and sexual situations. The rough spots include 91 variations of the F-bomb. Apparently, it can function as noun, verb, adjective, maybe even a conjunction for all I know. 41 excretory words, 14 references to a person's behind, 13 hells, and 9 slang terms for the male anatomy. To top it all off, this quote-unquote hilarious movie has 31 versions of taking God's name in vain. Not exactly the Baskin-Robbins 30 wonderful flavors I was looking for. To provide context, Grishel talks transparently about his struggle with watching inappropriate movies earlier in the book. He admits it took God really convicting him about it. When his wife started feeling convicted and brought it to his attention, he responded harshly, declaring he could handle it and she didn't need to worry about it. So he's not coming at this from a sheltered, self-righteous view. He developed deeper convictions for movies after pastoring for a while. Having clarified that, it would do good for us to heed his advice. When Groeschel approached the staff members and asked them if they realized the movie had 91 F-bombs, about one every minute, they were surprised. "Really? I didn't even notice," they said. How desensitized have we become when we can watch a movie that has an F-bomb every minute and we don't even notice? Not to mention, how many illicit sex scenes, brutal fights, blood-spattering gunshot wounds, and abusive and disrespectful behaviors does it take for us to say, "That is a movie I should not watch"? Again, you may say, "I can handle it." But can you? The problem is that the more we see something, the less it bothers us. It might make us very uncomfortable at first, but we justify it, and pretty soon, it doesn't alarm us anymore. We need to pray that the Lord renews our conscience and helps us to be bothered by ungodly things. A little sin goes a long way. 1 Corinthians 5, 6-7 encourages us in the New Living Translation. "Your boasting about this is terrible. Don't you realize that this sin is like a little yeast that spreads through the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old yeast by removing this wicked person from among you. Then you will be like a fresh batch of dough made without yeast, which is what you really are. Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for us." The point of these verses is a little sin goes a long way to destroy our lives. In this case, it was a wicked person among them, but it could also be a wicked thing among us. We don't think it's really a big deal, but it begins affecting everything we do. We must ask the Lord to help us be aware of sin and get rid of it from our lives. It is not worth it. Groeschel shares a great illustration about this principle. He describes how a loving mother handled her son's request to watch a PG-13 movie with his friends. Cade, her son, put on his best impression of a high-powered attorney and did his best to make the case to his mother. All his friends were watching the movie together, and he wanted to join them. "What's the harm in that?" His mother cross-examined him. "Buddy, is it a good movie? One that's not going to hurt your Christian walk?" This caused Cade to squirm a little because he knew there were some inappropriate scenes. He tried to hide his discomfort and was able to say, "Well, it's not as bad as some movies. There's only a little bit of bad stuff in it." His mother thought about it for a minute, and to Cade's surprise, she said, "Well, of course, honey, as long as there's only a little bit of bad stuff in it." Cade ran upstairs and started playing video games before she could change her mind. Meanwhile, the mother began to prepare a batch of Cade's favorite chocolate brownies. She added all the usual ingredients, and while the oven preheated, she casually walked to the backyard and chose her secret ingredient, a fragment of something recently left behind by their dog, Ginger. 20 minutes later, the aroma of the fresh brownies and the ding of the oven's timer brought Cade downstairs like a rat following the irresistible melodies of the Pied Piper. Just as he was about to bite into the steaming brownie, his mother nonchalantly mentioned that she had added a special ingredient this time, a teaspoon of Ginger's poop.
"What?"
Caden shouted, visibly disgusted.
"Why would you do that? Are you crazy?" he said as he pushed the brownie away.
As she poured him a glass of milk, still not smiling, the wise mother said, "Don't worry, son. I didn't put a lot of poop in the brownies. There's just a little bit of bad stuff." Cade reluctantly realized that not only would he not be eating any of these brownies, but he would not be watching the movie with his friends either. Cleansing.
This time of prayer and fasting should challenge us to change some things as we examine our lives. It is not meant to condemn us and make us think how horrible we are. I want to encourage you that Jesus will forgive us and cleanse us as we turn away from ungodly things and we turn to Him. If you were convicted by something you heard today, don't get mad about it. Embrace it. God wants you to live a more sin-free life, not just free from the sins you commit, but free from the sins we entertain ourselves with as well. It may be just a story, or just a movie, or just a song. It may not really be happening, but does it really matter in the end if something is staged or real? It still has the potential to be toxic to our minds. The Sunday school classic is still good advice. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Are you comfortable watching it or listening to it with Jesus? Then you probably shouldn't. Thank God there is plenty of wholesome entertainment out there. Don't follow the trend of culture. Follow the leading of God's Spirit. Be ye holy as He is holy in all manner of living.